Neillsville Superintendent John Geyer says it's, quote, sad it's come to this, but the retirements will help the district deal with massive revenue cuts. As many as 15 teachers, easily a record number, might elect to retire under their current collective bargaining agreement, which provides up to 9 years of post-retirement health insurance. The collective bargaining agreement will be completely scrapped under the Walker plan. The district's health insurance is pricey, family plans costing over $25,000 a year, and single plans costing $11,000. It's a safe bet school boards around the state will increase employee premium contributions. If teachers opt for early retirement, that percentage is locked in.
However, what will change for our people, our retired people, is if we change the plan, which means if we go to a higher deductible plan or those type of things, and lower the in order to lower the premium costs, the retirees will also go into that plan.
Early retirement should save the district a considerable amount of money. A first-year teacher with a bachelor's degree earns $34,000 in base salary compared to $57,568 in salary for a 19-year veteran teacher with a master's degree. Reporting in Neillsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.